USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is shortening the recommended times people need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. The agency cutting the time frame from 10 days to 5, as long as they wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days. The time for people exposed to the virus to quarantine was also cut to 5 days if they are vaccinated and often won't have to quarantine if they are boosted. The CDC saying in a statement that the move follows what they know about the virus, that transmission is most likely to occur early in the course of the infection. Flights continue to be canceled nationwide as COVID cases surge. FlightAware reporting more than 2,500 flights were canceled on Monday, with 1,000 of them being within or into and out of the United States. USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The White House announcing President Biden signed the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. A week of mourning begins after a human rights activist in South Africa passed away.
Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize-winning archbishop and modern-day activist, died Sunday at 90. Upon becoming president in 1994, Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu to be chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new Gallup poll is reporting Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is topping the list of job approval ratings among 11 U.S. leaders. 60% approve of the job Roberts is doing. Only two other leaders were favored over 50%, as Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell came in at 53%, and one of the top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, gained 52% of the vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he won't support President Biden's Build Back Better Act, leaving it with little or no chance of passing in the Senate. West Virginia Chamber of Commerce President Steve Roberts claims Senator Manchin represented their state's residents' interests by saying no on the social spending bill.
For us here in West Virginia, it taxes energy production and adds to the cost of natural gas. I think all of those things cause us in West Virginia to say that Senator Manchin is right, Senator Capito is right in saying this is not the right answer to the problems that we're trying to solve in our country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer announced there would be a vote on Build Back Better next month. Thousands in the western United States are in the dark after having their power knocked out during a winter storm. Most outages are in California in the Lake Tahoe region. Some folks in Oregon and Washington are also without power. A winter storm warning for cities including South Lake Tahoe is in effect until early Tuesday morning. The National Weather Service in Reno is predicting travel will be very difficult to impossible. The area could see up to a foot of snow above 7,000 feet and wind gusts as high as 80 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.